Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, May the 24th of 2019. And the time is 11:30 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show, scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, got a powerful show that kind of piggybacks off of yesterday's show as we talked about the chakra via Mena. Today, we want to talk about the neurological chakra, if we will, or the neurological self. We want to talk about how you are able to control the neurological aspects of what you and I call the mind, but the mind actually exists outside of the brain instead of inside of the brain. So we want to break down the neurological benefits of being you. Today is also my son's graduation day. He's graduating from college today here in a couple of hours. So as soon as that's why we're doing the show early, so I can jump on the road and head up to A-Town, Austin, Texas. He is graduating from the University of Texas at Austin, the biggest school, the best school in the state of Texas, in my opinion. A lot of great schools in Texas, but I don't know if you've ever been to UT Austin, man. It's like a city inside of a city. It is awesome. And growing up, man, I wish he could be there. My biological father, his grandfather, and my father's father. My father's father was a janitor at the high school that I went to. So everybody knew him. Everybody knew Nuke C. Rogers. Everybody spelled their last name with a D. And my father decided to change it, and he took the D out because the D represented. That's how they could tell whether you was Caucasian or whether you was black. Back in the day when my grandfather's grandfather was going around, all the blacks, all the white people, their last name was R-O-G-E-R-S, white. The black people was R-O-D. And so my son is graduating from the University of Texas. I don't know if you know anything about Texas and the good old boys. The good old boy state down here, the good old boys still run the system down here. So it's going to be very gratifying for me to see my son walk across the stage here in a couple of hours at the University of Texas. Very, very proud of Kendrick, man. He's come a long way. And one of the ways that he's been able to do what he's done, and the way that I've been able to do what I've done, because we all struggle from time to time. We all have different adversity. We all have different things. But we have to take a therapeutic approach to overcoming the current habit pattern, regardless of how great it is. And that is understanding that there is a period of time when you have the ability to shift the place of your attention from where it is in the past or in the negative to a place of the present or the future. And your ability to be able to capture a memory and take a picture and keep that picture in your brain and use that picture to establish or to activate the circle of Willis, which is inside of the life optimization chart, which is what we talked about yesterday with the archaeological discovery of what I call the gateway to God, or what the ancient texts call the gate of God, which is the pineal gland and the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus. And when the thalamus or the thalamus is resurrected or erect, it allows for something to activate the glory of God, which is the third eye, which is the second sight, which is called the mystical inner eye or the psychic vision. This is the doorway to the glory of God. This is what is called the sixth chakra vortex or the Ajna, A-J-N-A. So we're talking about activating the neurological self. Each and every one of us, you have a little guy sitting in the top of your crown chakra. Down in Mexico, Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, there's a guy sitting in a spaceship and he's turned upside down and it looks like he's pressing all of these buttons and stuff. That's the circle of Willis. So in the stone, remember, everything that the dominant culture or this harmonious arrangement, even what I talked about yesterday, they talked about it from the perspective of, hey, my little blue jay friend is outside again. Man, he's pretty, man, the color on that bird is amazing. It's really, really blue. Anyway, he always shows up around showtime. He's like my little friend. Anyway, I got a little blue jay that hangs out here at the house. Man, the color is amazing. So anyway, the circle of Willis is, that's like, you have to go to Google and type in circle of Willis and click on images and just look at the circle of Willis. It's amazing because it looks just like a little person almost. And the person is sitting in a cockpit. The cockpit is the brain. Now, this word chakra, which means wheel, Vienna means flying saucer, flying circle. It's a flying wheel. It's you when you activate you so you can fly you, so you can drive the ship. So you have the ability to drive yourself, so to speak. You have the ability to drive this high-powered automobile called the body. So the circle of Willis is basically an arrangement of interconnected nerves, the 12 primary nerves, blood vessels, veins, whatever you want to call it, that keeps the brain oxygenated to bring oxygen or blood flow to the brain in a continuous, unimpeded manner, to avoid any obstruction. And so the circle of Willis acts as a way by which to ensure that, again, the holies of holies, if you will, or the part of the brain is never encumbered by anything. So it's designed to ensure that blood flow is always being conducted or moving from both hemispheres of the brain, right hemisphere in the left hemisphere. It's right in the center of the brain. And it's where the 12 cranial nerves come together. This is the internal cardio arteries, if you will, inside of the brain. And if you look at it, you'll see it's like, you know, you got the head, you got two arms, you got the abdomen, and you got two legs. And it looks just like a little neuron as well. So all of the major nerves inside of the brain, all of the arteries feed into the brain at the circle of Willis. And so this is where everything flows into all of the major arteries into the body, comes into this. So this is the neurological communication hub. This is what is called the posterior communicating artery. So all of the communication, everything, all the blood flows, it comes to this center point. This is like the round table in King Arthur. This is the internal round table for like King Arthur and his knights. And so this takes place inside of the brain. So this is the neurological self. Now, the question is, how do you control it? How do you activate this? How do you place or change the energy? Simple. You're where energy flows, where attention goes. Somebody should write that down. It's so simple that it's hard. This is so simple that is difficult. I was watching this show last night, and they were talking about why is Norway, a small country, primarily Caucasian, dominating the Olympics now in sports. And it was on, you know, real time sports. They was interviewing Norway, and Norway decided that from the age of 12 and under, you can't rank kids, you cannot measure kids, you cannot put first, second, and third place for kids. So Norway decided to do away with all competition under the age of 12. Norway decided that every child, every kid that's participating in any sport cannot be, every child under the age of 12 is the prodigy. Let me say that again. Norway has changed sports because every child under the age of 12 is the prodigy. So every child gets treated like a superstar. And so Norway decided, and this is the key to their entire system, and that they are changing sports. And what they did was they made it fun again. They decided to make sports fun. They took away all the stress and all the competition, and the kids are just having fun. So your job is, now remember, energy flows where fun, functional, the word fun and the word function. So your ability to function is your ability to have fun. So the key to activating the cranial nerve, the neurological self, is to put yourself in a position where you have fun. So every day I wake up, I'm having fun. Every day, what I'm doing right now, I'm having fun. So I can live, I can pack in a lot of stuff. Like all the kids there, everybody's on the road, and it does, hey, Dad, you going to do the show? Yeah, I'm gonna. Now, y'all, you guys know I do the show while I'm driving. I do the show. I may do a show while I'm there sitting in the auditorium, either before, in the middle, or right after the graduation. On the way, why? I'm having fun. I go to the gym a lot. Why? I'm having fun. I just finished a one-on-one with a young guy, 20 years old, you know, African slash something slash something, 20. This guy is 20 years old. A 20-year-old kid paid me cash for my entire program, and he's in Canada. And the guy is, and it's crazy. And I'm just talking to this little kid. He's 20. I'm like, dude, I got shoes your age, homie. Shoes. I got a pair of shoes upstairs right now, 20 years old. And then this dude dropping, he don't have, he has no clue how powerful he is. And he's walking around, and it's amazing, going against everything that he's been taught, going against his culture, going against everything. And I said, man, does your mom and dad know? He said, no, brother. They don't know, man, because if they listened to you, oh, man, do you know what would happen? And this dude, I said, well, why, man? Why are you going against everything that you've been taught? Why are you going against your culture? Why are you going against everything? Just to tune in, just to be a part of this show. He's like, because you got something I know. You got, this is the guy that knows something that I don't. And I want to find out what he know. Man, like poof, my brain was just blown. That's why I get up every day. I get up for clients like my buddy Osama. 20-year-old kid, man. 20 years old. Do you have any idea, know what I was doing when I was 20? And this guy goes in his pocket at 20 years old, defying everything, his culture, religion, everything, and pay a short black man from Forsyth, Texas, to be a part of something that's going to change his life. Man, you cannot make this up. Make this up. I just got off the phone with Osama. So, Osama, if you listening, my brother, man, I got mad respect for you, man. You made my day, man. I'm getting ready to go to my son's graduation, and you remind me of my son. You and him are the same age. For you to go in your pocket, bro, and do what you do, and doing your own thing, despite all of the negativity, despite all the opposition, he's activating his neurological self. Now, if a 20-year-old kid from Ontario, Canada, that ain't even from Canada, can see worth and value and connect with source, because again, energy flows where attention goes. There is an energy, there is a gateway, there's a specific period of time, there is an energy period when you are in a significant place in your life where your attention determines your life. So the stronger the emotion is when you have that attention, when you're paying attention to it. What do I mean? When whatever captures your attention and you're giving your power, your energy, your INNERG away to that person, to that place, or that thing, that takes away your power and you give it to somebody or something else. We all do every day. Now, let me make sure, because this is the problem with relationships. Because if you are in a relationship with something or someone that is not beneficial, for example, like if you're six, and you know I talk about this all the time, you are wrestling with the fact that right now you're giving away your circle of Willis. Because the blood, everything in your body, all of this is the physics of spirituality. This is the science behind what was found underground in India, underneath the cave that my son BJ sent me yesterday that we talked about, which is, again, the circle of divine attributes and characteristics given to you by God. It is not a spaceship that is driven by aliens. It is a body that is driven by the circle of Willis. So your body is driven or controlled by the neurons in the brain. The neurons in the brain are controlled by images or pictures that create an emotional response. Every time you have a memory, and the memory is of something that had a huge emotional effect on you that was negative, your brain releases the chemicals as if you are back at that event. And every time you have a memory, I got some fond memories. I got a lot of great memories. And every time I remember those events, my brain releases the chemicals that go along with that memory. So if you recall, this is called negative event recall. Now, the dominant culture calls it CBT. They use cognitive, again, behavioral therapy. This is how they use a certain therapy to bring about a certain behavior that modifies your cognition. So they use immersion therapy and they use exposure therapy by exposing you through television and through programming and through music to negative events that produces a negative chemical. So it disconnects. Remember, we talked about the neurological disconnection, those three things that bring about a neurological disconnection, and it disconnects the neurons. So that way you can't enter into the narrow gate, the gate of God. The pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the thalamus is no longer a brain transmitter, meaning your internal Wi-Fi, is not working. So now you got to talk. See, we should be able to communicate. I should be able to sense, okay, something wrong with sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. Now, I may not call you, but I'm going to send you some vibrational love. I'm going to send you a vibrational hug. I'm going to send you a metaphysical solution. So everybody on this call that's a member of the Life Management System, we're tuned in. We're spiritually, you know, we're like this one client I have, we call ourselves the Wonder Twins. You know, it's like Wonder Twins activate. So we are all part of this tribe because we all have the same vibe, each and every person on this call today. Excuse me. And because we are all vibrationally on the same frequency. That means that there is a neurotheological connection. So we are all wired together. Neurons, again, that fire together, wire together. So the way that we fire together is because we all have the same purpose. What is our purpose? To establish the kingdom of God on earth. How are we going to do that? By through our numbers. What are our numbers? Our numbers is how we activate. So you and I, we are able to connect using neurotheology. We have this ability to use science and to use theology and to use religion, if you will, to effect and to bring about this complex interaction between the neurons. This is neurotheology. This is the ability for us to connect based upon quantum entanglement and quantum physics. Regardless of our location in the world, we are all vibrationally one because we are all plugged into the same source. We're plugged into the same frequency. Plugged into the same wave or the same vibration. And because of this interconnection, we are able to establish, and activate our aura or our chi or our macabre. So we are all one. This has the ability for us to improve our understanding of our individual data numbers, which controls our individual matter behavior, and the ability to understand cosmology and to understand our biology. This improves our health. It improves our wealth. It improves our wisdom. It improves our relationship, our ability to relate to each other. It gives us an enormous ability to interact neurologically with each other, regardless of our distance. And so therefore, I can feel you. When you're having a bad day, I can sense it. And I can feel it. And then there's some people that have very, very strong frequencies or waves of vibrations that I can pick up. And the reason that I can pick up is because we are connected vibrationally. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we all think the same, how should we think? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So if you get hit, if you get knocked down, I can tell. So I can immediately tell. And then I get a phone call or you go incognito. I can always tell because you pull your energy away. And the way that you pull your energy away is you disconnect. You stop listening to the shows. You stop tuning in and you just, boom, just disappear vibrationally. And what's important is that there is an electric or a energetic. There's an energetic connection. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters. There is an energetic, well, I'm talking about the neurological self. There is an energetic connection to every person on the planned net. Everything in the past, everything in the present, and everything in the future reality, it has its own energy signature. Everything. So everything is connected. So this is so significant when you understand that you have the ability to activate the past, the present, or the future. You do. So you get to decide to be defined by the vision of your past or the mistakes of the past. You can be defined by the mistakes of your past. If you choose to remember the past, you release the chemicals in the body of the past. Therefore, you reactivate the past. And then you're going to drag me into your past conflict if I am not vibrationally astute. Thankfully, I am. So I can sense that you're going through some vibrational trauma or some vibrational drama. You will notice that Brother will disconnect. And my silence is not because I'm not sensitive to you. My silence is because I don't want to be you, meaning I cannot go down with you. But what I can do is remain steady and to remain confident and to remain in a state of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control for you. I can be that vibrational rock to when you're ready so that way you can return back through and to connect with me and go back to source. So you have a choice today because your circle of will it is controlled by your brain, meaning your data, your thoughts. So you control the brain, your blood flow based upon the data flow. So data controls matter. So you are connected. We are all interconnected. So as long as we are vibrationally the same, and I'm always in a state of ecstasy. Remember, I don't have sex on the brain. I have sex in the brain. So my neurons are having sex with each other, meaning that they are intertwined. They're interwoven. They are connected. They are interjected. So each neuron is connected. So I've established a neural net. And the neural net is based upon, again, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, because that's the fruit of source. So I've tried a lot of other neurological networks, and I've found through my 50-plus years of experience that this is the best neurological network. And so I'm just going to stay here. So I'm going to be the vibrational equivalent of source code, because I read Philippians 2:5, and it said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So whatever mindset Christ had, that's the same mindset I have, 24/7, 365. Now, I get hit just like you. I fall down, but I don't stay down. In fact, I try to make it less than, you know, hey, if it goes longer than a minute, then yeah, something not, then I'm off my game. So that's my job, is to make sure that my circle of Willis functions, because the circle of Willis is basically an arrangement of the interconnection of all of us. This is the channels. This is the biological Wi-Fi. This is the Wi-Fi that allows us to connect and allows my energy to flow and to connect with your energy unimpeded. And it's the way for me to neurologically activate each cell in my body. This is cellular activation or cellular communication. Now, we got a conundrum because there's some members inside of our body, inside of our organization, inside of our company, inside of, again, the kingdom, that they are dwelling on the past. And that past that they're dwelling on is trauma-induced mind control. So you got to make a decision today. You got to decide by the vision that you maintain it. So there is a mental picture that you're maintaining in your head right now. So instead of the memory of the past, because the memories of the past, although they may be great, they're in the past. And unless you was a multi-billionaire in the past and you lost everything and you want to, again, okay, great. I can kind of go with that. But if the memories of the past brings about a certain disposition, because remember, once you establish that memory, you are releasing that chemical. Because you become conscious that you are not making or taking charge of the unconscious response. Because remember, if you live in the past, you're releasing the chemicals of the past. If you live in the present, you're releasing the chemicals of the present. And if you live in the future, you're releasing the chemicals of the future. So let me make sure you understand how powerful you are, because maybe you don't understand. So you get to choose whether you want to live in the past or in the present or in the future. Now, what if I just sit? And I've already done this, by the way. What if, now this is what I did. What if you, let's say, had the ability to go out and take your camera with you, go to a car show, sit in the car of your dreams, and take a picture, preferably video, but take a picture of you sitting in the car of your dreams and get in the, behind the wheel, feel what it feels like to be sitting there, imagine yourself driving down the road. Now, this is all visualization. This is all the, Usain Bolt, he visualizes, you know, did Jordan, all the greats. You can go through all the greats, especially Michael Jordan. He used to do it all the time. He would visualize himself, 3, 2, 1, and he releases the ball, squish, and then the buzzer goes out and the crowd goes wild. He could envision all the great men, Carl Lewis, man, running 100-yard dash, Usain Bolt. They would all envision. They would all visualize themselves. They would take the future and they would bring it into the present. Man, I don't know if y'all understand how powerful that is. Now, I've been doing this since 8. In fact, everything that I have in my life, everything, where I'm going to be at tomorrow, what I'm going to be doing, everything, you know, when I'm driving around in my freaking convertible Lamborghini, it just didn't happen. because I've been doing, I've been visualizing myself driving around in that, driving around the car I'm driving in right now. I've visualizing myself 5 years before I got to this day. So the same way I got that one, the same way I get the next one. So you get to choose. You get to activate your circle of Willis. That's your circle of influence. That's your circle of divine attributes. Now, I'm talking, you know, material stuff that really don't mean very much. What about your health? Do you visualize yourself now? See, I told you guys, and I tell you guys about, you know, my guru, just recently passed away. And whether we're talking, you know, spiritually, somebody like, you know, Dr. Miles Monroe or Turner Nelson or, you know, Virtual Beard, or we talking about my buddy, the 75-year-old at the time when I kind of, you know, found out about him. And I, you know, again, this is just health, but everybody gets to choose. This is my choice. So I've chosen that I'm going to be like my buddy Jim Morris. And so when I'm 75 years old, and if you go to Google and type in Jim Morris, 75-year-old vegan bodybuilder who just, I said recently, I think he passed away in 2017. Okay, that's going to be me when I'm 75, 85, 95. Why? Because I'm living in the future now. So I bring the future present. So because I have the mental disposition, my data controls my matter. Now, epigenetics, Dr. Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza, they've all proven this. They got the science behind that proves everything that I'm saying. So this is the new neurological life optimization self. That's you. The ability to take your numbers. So guess who I am being today? Well, what I did was, and what I do, which is what I recommend, and again, I'm going to be doing some new, and I don't know, I may just, you know, I don't know how I'm going to roll it out yet, but the new color-coded life optimization charts, and you know, there has to be some charts because there's no way I'm gonna, for the frame and, you know, glass, and, you know, we're going to do it really, really nice. And I'm, you know, kind of calling around and, you know, finding a supplier that's going to be able to do that for me. But everybody needs to have the new upgraded color-coded life optimization chart because this is one individual cell inside of your body, and that each individual cell has a neurological instructions to carry out. And I've talked about this before, but let me go through it one more time so that way everybody has a clear understanding, because you can do this at home. You can do this yourself. Now, again, for the members of the Life Management System and the Kingdom Inash Training Center, you know, I'm going to be provided for you. It's going to be, at a cost, but it'll be a something that's reasonable. So if we take the first number, what is that first number? That first number is the wealth column. Now, I was talking to my buddy, the new client I was just telling you guys about, Osama, and I just got the phone with him talking about this as well. So if I'm talking about wealth, that's the life path number. So anything to do with wealth, for me, my wealth comes from 336. Because I'm a 3-3, that's why I get the number, that's why I get my name, Master Teacher 33. That's why I use it. I've monetized it. I recommend that you do the same or something similar. So every day I already know how to make money. I don't have to think. I don't have to come up with a plan. So what do y'all think I think about all day? I don't think about the individual product, service, information. People don't buy products, services, and information. People buy feelings. My ability to make you feel, so when I'm talking to my buddy Osama this morning, when I asked him, hey, man, why did you join up for the Life Management System? Feelings. The product is great, but he watched a YouTube video, and a YouTube video made him feel something. He did not sign up for the Life Management System because of the fact that, you know, I'm a short black man from Fort Texas. In fact, if that was the case, he probably wouldn't have signed up. But I know that every day I wake up, my intention is already set. Because I'm already living in the future, but I manifest the future in the present. So right now, I'm a creative creator. How y'all think I do so many shows? Now, I should be getting on the road, getting ready to drive down to Austin, go to graduation, and I'm here doing what? Creating. So when I'm driving to Austin, I got a little over an hour drive. What y'all think I'm going to be doing? In addition to talking to my family, checking with the kids, make sure everybody's there, everything's going right. I'm getting ready for tonight's show. I'm getting ready for, how I'm going to take the life optimization chart, marry it with this new information that I just found about, that they've found underground in India called the Chakra Via Mino, and they're saying that it has to do with an alien flying ship, when actually it has to do, remember, they always take the truth and they turn it upside down. I mean, they put emphasis on the outside. And so the kingdom of God is within, according to the scripture, but everybody said that the kingdom of God is without. So this new one discovery, well, this guy, he's not, remember the three types of people that I talked about yesterday? The heilic, that means that they have no spiritual connection. The psychic, that means they have some spiritual connection, but it's overridden by their intelligence. Those are the sevens, and those are the elevens that are walking around on the earth. And then there are people like me. These are the pneumatics. We have pneuma. So I was born with this. This is a gift. I can't take credit for it. I just give credit to source. And the pneumatics, we have spiritual knowledge, but we don't even believe it. So I've been having this life optimization chart and circle for 20 years. Yeah, I ain't been pushing it and talking about it, nor have I been explaining it on the level or the depth that I'm explaining it now. That's why I'm doing it, because I haven't done it in the past. I just put emphasis on it. I include it. It's just like three pages inside the Dear Kinnear Report. Well, the new Dear Kinnear Reports, man, it's like half of the Dear Kinnear Report is now based upon my information, not stuff that I've researched off the internet. But like you, I had to start from somewhere because I didn't believe in myself. I knew I had this information. I knew it wasn't being taught by nobody else, but I figured since nobody else was talking about it, maybe I missed God on this one. No, boo-boo. Just like I didn't miss God, you didn't miss God. And everything you're supposed to be doing, ain't nobody else doing it. That's why God gave you to do it. That's why you got a strong urge to paint rocks and sell them. Now, this is an oversimplification, but people ain't buying the rocks, man. They buying the energy that you put in the rock. I was talking to Dr. Spann yesterday, and I was telling Dr. Spann, we was talking about, you know, she has a book that she's had when we met. And Dr. Spann, well, we've been rolling now 3 years now, I think, probably close to 4 years. And when I met Dr. Spann, she had already been publishing, had already published and marketed her book, Sweat. Kind of like Dr. T, who already has a book out called Lymphology. Now, remember, Dr. Spann is already successful, already published, already a doctor. She already got her own book. Why she needs a life coach? Why she needs a peak performance coach? Now, remember my millionaire buddies? I ask them every time, especially when somebody comes in that's already successful. I ask them, okay, why do you want to be more successful? She's already an entrepreneur. She's already an author. You know, her and her husband, Brother Jerome, came and met us in the Dallas seminar. They took the stage and they just... off the dome. Everybody left talking more about them, about her and her, because what did we see? Dr. Spann exhibited her neurological self, not a product. And so we were talking about, okay, how does she rebrand? What should she do with her book, Sweats? And so we was talking about this yesterday. How do we rebrand it? And like I told Dr. Spann, we don't know. The book is about her journey through it's her weight loss program. But people don't buy the book because they want to lose weight. People buy the book because they want to gain or pick up or tap into the vibrational frequency that is Dr. Arlene Spann. Now, Dr. Arlene Spann has a different frequency than I do. But there's some similarities because we both have the same intention, which is establish the kingdom of God on earth using our individual purpose. And so her way of making money is by her being her true authentic self. So she can't do what I do. She got to do what God has designed her to do. So you can't do what I do. Like I was talking to my new client, Brother Osama. He can't do what I do. He got to do what God designed him to do. And what's interesting is on Brother Osama's chart, he's a 6'2". But his 6 doesn't come from the 3'3". His 6 comes from the number 4'2". So he's a 4, dependable, 2, peaceful, 6, compassionate. So when he does those three things, guess what happened? His brain draws wealth to him. And then he just picks up the vehicle that he wants to drive. So what am I saying? I'm saying that people don't buy your book, your product, or your service, or your information. People buy your vibration. So when you lower your vibration, you lower your wealth. So you have a money problem whenever you have a vibrational problem. So I can always tell people who have a low vibration. That's a low self-image. So if I'm talking to Doc, whether I'm talking to Dr. Span or whether I'm talking to my new 20-year-old client, Brother Osama, I'm telling them, yo, remember, we already talked about this before. At the base, at the core, every problem is a self-image problem. So now people know that. It's one thing to know something, but it's a whole other thing to implement something. So what do we do? So we increase the self-worth. How do we increase the self-worth? By showing you that you are the self-worth, meaning that you're already doing it. So your frustration, all of your frustration, it's your hatred of the current self, meaning we are all frustrated because we know we should be being who God designed and gifted us to be being, but we are being something else. So the frustration turns into hatred or dislike or depression. So if you truly knew how to do whatever it is to lower or raise, I should say, your vibration of the emotion that would allow you to take massive action, then you would already be being it. So when I was talking to Dr. Span, I'm asking her, there is something that has lowered your emotion, your vibration, so that way you don't take the massive action that you need to take. So in the morning, when I was talking to my young client, Brother Osama, and he was like, yeah, brother, you know, I want to, you know, you talk about getting up in the morning, having this unlimited energy full of joy. You know, it feel like you drunk eight cups of coffee and you just woke up and, you know, you're ready to, you know, rah, 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 go, go, go. Like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I want to be able to do that same thing. And so the reason I'm able to do that every day is not because of the products. It's not about the service. It's not about the information. Dr. Span is getting ready to do a talk to mothers. And she was asking, and we were talking about, okay, what inspires mothers? What message should you give? If you was giving a speech to a group of mothers about being a mother, what makes a good mother? What is a mother? What do you say to a mother, to them? Well, what's the driving force behind being a mother? Like I told Dr. Span when I was in prison, it was amazing. Everybody on death row, on Visitor's Day, they mothers. Not their wives, were the ones who came and visited, the men on death row. Excuse me, why is that? There ain't nothing like a mother's love. That's what you sell, because you don't sell that. You be that. You can't sell a mother's love. You can't make it up. If you're not a mother, you have no idea what it is. Now, because I've seen it, I've witnessed, it's nothing like it, you know, when you see that. Now, I'm not just talking about biological, because you ain't got to, you know, I mean, it's great if you had a, you know, quote unquote, pushed out a baby or had a baby or what have you. But when you take on a child and you put that child's needs, wants, and desires before your own, you develop a connection, a vibrational connection that activates the circle of Willis, that you are vibrationally connected with that child. That's what sells. What is that love? That is true unconditional love. When you talk about unconditional love, a mother's love for a child, there's men that on death row, they got them on videotape killing people. But to their mother, that's little Johnny. But ma'am, we got little Johnny on videotape and, you know, doing some very crazy. Well, you know, that's my baby boy. To the mother doesn't see. See, a mother doesn't see fault. The mother knows it exists. She doesn't support it. She don't endorse it. She don't verify it. She doesn't want it. But the fact that there's a fault doesn't remove the fact that little Johnny is her son. No matter what little Johnny does, he's always her son. So in the midst of extreme adversity, that doesn't remove, it doesn't lessen, it doesn't mitigate. That's true love. That's true unconditional love. People buy that. You'll never have a money problem if you got unconditional love. Why? It don't exist on the planet. That's very hard to find. That's what that's what you teach. That's what you talk about. That's the vibrational connection. That's how you activate the crown chakra, because the crown chakra is love, untrue, unconditional love. That's the highest vibration. Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. So when I'm talking about the true neurological self, sure, there's a lot of biological stuff we can get into. We could talk all about the chemicals that's released every time you have the image in your brain, and we can get all into the esoteric stuff of understanding that when you take your attention off that person, which means that when you begin to break down the energetic bonds that and you start taking your power back, what you're doing is you're calling your energy back. Meaning, let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and it's not working, this, that, and the other, and you have a memory of that person, you're always thinking about that person, but the moment that you stop, you start taking your power back. You start calling all of the energy back, because now you're sending your energy out. And so when I'm talking to Dr. Span, I'm telling Dr. Span, stop spreading your, stop, the Bible says, casting your pearls among swine. That means that you cannot spread yourself so thin. Everybody on this call, what you're doing for other people, you got to stop doing it. And what other people are doing for you, you should stop requiring them to do it for you. Now, I'm not talking, it's a fuzzy line between personal life and business life. If somebody is hired and you're paying them, and they're supposed to be doing a job for you. If you hire somebody to be your, you know, if I hire somebody to pay to cut my grass, and I pay them currency, that's money, that's energy. I'm paying you to cut my grass, and you give, and you come over and you cut half my grass, and then you leave, but you take all my money. Okay, then that's a total different subject, because now what we're saying is that you have totally lessened, and you did not give, or you totally violated the law of mutual exchange. So when you take your power back, you're calling back your energy to whatever measure that you gave it out. This allows you to build a bigger electromagnetic field or aura around your body that increases your energy, so that way you're able to heal any energy gaps. You're able to bridge any soul gaps in your own soul and other people's soul, because that energy to heal, that's the energy that you need in order for you to build a bigger electromagnetic field around your personal body. So what's wrong with people who don't have the energy to be themselves is they've given their energy to someone else. So when I talk to people about the energy problem, for example, money is repelled whenever there is a lack of the electromagnetic equivalent of that same money. Meaning, if I'm asking for $1 million, I need to have the electromagnetic field of $1 million. In other words, I have to be being a millionaire in order to draw $1 million. Let me say it again. See, there isn't the law of vibrational equivalent has been violated. So you, the neurological self, the life optimization chart, the life optimization circle, that is your millionaire mind map. Now, million is just a term. It could be billion. It could be trillion. It's unlimited. But million is just a term that everybody can relate to. So neurologically speaking, and this is very important, because the word optimization, optimize, this is the life optimization. So I'm a peak performance. I'm just not a performance coach. And a lot of people see this, a lot of people really, 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 and it's partly my fault, because I just use the word master teacher 33. And I, when I talk about didacticos and didactic, so when I talk to traditional Christians, we get confused because they don't understand the word, the difference of the word optimize, which is totally, so optimization is totally different from the word optimistic. And so when I'm talking about optimize, when we want to optimize them, it's making the best or the most efficient use of a resource. It's peak, it's maximum. And so optimization is totally different. That's like the difference between good, gooder, and the goodest. So when I'm talking about optimizing something, I'm talking about the goodest. So there's a lot of people that are good, and they listen to me, and they're like, well, I don't understand why he's yelling and screaming, because you're not being your goodest. You good, but you're not being the vibrational equivalent of God. You great. You're the vibrational equivalent of a successful human, but you're not the vibrational equivalent of the generator, the operator of a destiny, God. Generator, operator, destiny, God. G-O-D, G-O-D, generator. You generate electricity. So there is a magnetic field. This is the neurological cell. So every cell in your body is vibrating. That's why I really love the watermelon detox. Because during the watermelon detox, every cell in your body is oxygenated. It's full of oxygen. And it's full of water. Because that's all our watermelon is. It's just basically water and fiber. And so each cell and is able to pull it down into the cellular level where sometimes other, you know, liquids can't go to. So your ability to create, now this is important. You are like, again, a unit. Remember, you are a unit of consciousness. You are a toroidal energy. You're just a ball of energy. And so your ability to understand that you are an electromagnetic field and that energy is around you, that field is how you heal yourself and how you heal others. That field is how you create a new future for yourself. That field is how you bring the vibrational equivalent of the self. So you have a low aura, a low chi, or low vibration, or low electromagnetic field. Okay, you got low wealth, you got low health, you have low wisdom, and you have low relationships. So your ability to understand it and to increase that, to realize that you can raise what we call emotion, which is energy in motion. So the emotion that you're using, you turn that emotion off of other people and you put that emotion onto yourself, onto your purpose, onto your numbers. And then what happens is that becomes addictive, because what you are doing is you are reaffirming your addiction to yourself instead of reaffirming your addiction and your hatred of yourself. So the ability to reaffirm yourself makes you addicted to yourself. And I'm not talking about going out and getting your hair and your nails and feet done. I'm talking about actually activating the numbers, the attributes and characteristics of the chart. So the neurological life optimization chart is the neurological life optimization circle, which is biologically another way of talking about the circle of Willis, which is, again, where all of these, again, primary or these cranial nerves come together inside of the brain and they meet. So your job is to make sure that you have to begin to lower the vibration or the emotion that is going out. And you have to increase the vibration or the emotion that is coming in. And what you're going to find out is you're going to stop hating yourself, you're going to stop hating your body, you're going to stop hating your job, you're going to stop hating your conditions, you're going to stop hating, you're going to take all, because why? All of the attention is off of other things outside of the body, and now all of the attention is on the numbers inside of the body, and you're going to find yourself, instead of you hating your job, instead of you hating where you live, instead of you hating your car, you know, you hating your house, and you're going to start liking stuff, because you start liking yourself, because you start seeing the value in yourself, and you're going to start changing the conditions of the self. And then you're going to start remembering the self. And then the body is going to start influencing the mind, and the mind is going to start influencing the body, meaning that you're going to start thinking good thoughts. And now every time you have a thought, you are going to be bringing into creation the emotions of that thought. What does that mean? That means that your body is going to release the chemicals. Every time you have a memory, you are building or destroying your biological network, your spiritual network, every time. So let me close with this. How do you unlock your mind? How do you unlock the unlimited power of your mind? Which is, again, mind is just another way of soul. Soul is the bridge. This is soul bridging or soul building. So my soul is going to be connected to your soul. So how do we do that? Well, this is what I did. So I knew that I had a rough upbringing. So I had memories. Now, remember, we talked about negative event recall. So I took the word negative out, and it was just event recall. But the event recall still had emotion attached to it. So I would think about events that happened when I was a child. And it made me feel, because they wasn't pleasant. So my body released the chemicals of that event as if it was happening again. So I kept reinforcing negative behavior and negative event. I was conditioning myself to stay myself. An introverted, angry, lost, confused individual, because I kept thinking about the past and the emotion and the pain of the past. And my brain was releasing the same chemicals of the past. So therefore, my brain and my body was reliving the past. But I don't want to forget the past, because those are all the memories of my mother. Those are all the memories. That was a lot of good things in the past. So I had to remove the negative energy, chemistry that was connected with the past. That was the first step. So I removed. Now, how did I do that? By realizing that the past is in the past. By realizing that the events that happened in the past, what happened in the past doesn't define me. It doesn't limit me. Those are issues. Those are events. Those are things. And those were decisions that was made by people that was in a position in the past. Well, now I'm in that position to make those choices and those decisions for myself, because I'm not a child anymore. So I use reason and logic to override the negative energy, not the event. So I'm not trying to erase the event. I'm not trying to not remember the event. It's just now when I remember my mother, there's no emotion attached to it. I just remember the positive stuff. And then when I do remember the negative stuff, I can remember why the negative events happen. So I have event recall. I don't have negative event recall. And therefore, since that event is not negative nor positive, it's just an event. I took out the duality of the event. See, everybody makes the event negative or positive. Just make it an event. This is something that happened in my life. Okay. Was it good or bad? Okay, based upon whose definition? Okay, I'm not interested if the event was good and bad. I'm interested in the fact that I recorded the event. And so now I get to do something else. Now I'm in the position where I'm going to practice feeling gratitude. Now I'm in this position where no person can say why I can't feel gratitude. No person can tell me that I can't love. Even though somebody did something negative to me, nobody can tell me that, well, you still can't love them. Now I can do what the Bible says. Return good for evil. Take what the enemy meant for evil and then turn around and use it for good. Because I'm an adult now. I understand scripture now. I understand universal law now. I'm not a child anymore. So now I can understand what the Bible says when it says, hey, when they slap you on your left cheek, turn it in the right cheek. Now I can understand that some of the stuff that my father went through, that he did to me, now I understand, because I talked to him and he told me what his father did to him. Now I understand. So I'm not a kid anymore. I have reason and logic. So now I can feel and I can extend love. I can extend grace. I can extend mercy. I can extend gratitude, because guess what? That was extended to me. And so it's real easy now for me to unlock my mind. So all of the negative events, now they're not negative no more. So now I took away all the pain of my past. So now I can go back into my past and there's no pain there. Those are just events that happened in my past. And although those past events, when I explain to somebody, they may seem negative or traumatic. And I'm not saying that they was or they wasn't. I'm just saying that I choose, because I'm an adult and I get to choose. Now I get to write my own script, boo-boo. You can't write my script for me. Now you can feel sorry for me if you want to. I don't feel sorry for myself, because I write my own script now. I'm not going to disembowel myself. I'm going to empower myself. And the way that I empower myself is I take the negative events of the past and I infuse them with love and with gratitude and with mercy. And I forgive. I don't forget, but I forgive those things that happen, because I know that if for people who abuse were themselves abused, people who control were themselves. Okay, who controlled them? Okay, who abused my father that he abused me? So now I can forgive my father, because I understand, because I'm an adult. And the same grace that I want my children to extend to me, because I made mistakes as a father. So if I want my children to give me grace, I have to give my father grace. And so now I'm able to undo all the negative that's encapsulated inside of all of those events. So now I have events that I can recall that makes me feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I have the ability now to understand that those events don't define me. Those events empower me because I choose to rewrite the script. And everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have the ability to rewrite the script in your life. You got the ability to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good. So somebody hurt you. Somebody stole from you. Somebody defrauded you. Somebody lied to you. Okay, what are you going to do about it? You're going to be angry. You're going to be upset. You're going to be pissed off. Okay, the Bible says anybody can do that. It takes a real man or a real woman of God to return good for evil. Why? It's like reaping coals of fire upon people's head. I recommend that you redefine your events. That's what I did. I redefined events. Now, boo-boo, everything is good. So like I keep telling y'all, when I lose, I win. People think that I'm just making this up, man. I'm telling you, this works. Well, and let me rephrase it. It worked for me. When I lose, I win. Do y'all understand that? Now, let me make sure. So when I lose, I win. And this is not make-believe. This is like real deal Holyfield. When I lose, I win. And when I win, I win. So when you disappoint me, you empower me. So you promise me, okay, Brother Will, you know what? ABC is going to happen on ABC. So I say, cool. So ABC, or so the date, and it comes up, and it's like, oh, man, it didn't happen. Now, anybody else will be disappointed because you got high expectations. But I know if it is to be, it's up to me. So I never put the keys to my happiness in somebody else's pocket. I know that people can put alongside of me, and we both can live our dreams together. But if the person's changed their mind, that's their right. That's their prerogative. See, other people say, okay, if somebody promised me something and we write it down, that's bond. And if you don't do it, I'm going to sue you. No, not me. I don't do that. I ain't got ways. That's negative energy. I don't got time to be going out trying to sue people, trying to be, oh, Brother Will, there's somebody out there. There's people out there that stole my Dear Kinnear Report information, and they're out there right now doing Dear Kinnear Reports. I have people say, man, you should sue them. You should do this and then that. Nah, boo-boo. I'm not putting no energy into that. Because, again, nobody can beat me. Nobody can do what I do. Because my Dear Kinnear Reports, they evolve as I evolve. The reports that I did 5 years ago, those are well done now compared to what I'm doing now. The reports I did 5 years ago were 400 pages. The reports I'm doing now were 700 pages. Now they're 800 pages. So I evolve. And guess where I'm going to be at 5 years from today? I'm not going to be the man that I am today. Right? So you can copy what I'm doing today. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing something else because I evolve. Because the word E-V-O-L, E-V-O-L is L-O-V-E. When you evolve, that's how you love. So my brothers and my sisters, I got to get on the road. I'm thank everybody so much for joining me for today's show. Remember, brothers and sisters, I'll probably do a part two tomorrow as we break more, get a little bit more into the biology of the neurological self. So yeah, that way you can truly understand how powerful this is, because this is how you activate the chemicals in the body. So that way your body is always having sex in the brain instead of having sex on the brain, meaning your brain is always releasing dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin, all of the feel-good chemicals are released inside of the body by you, because you control every cell in your body. It is up to you. If it is to be, it is up to me. You are the individual that optimizes your own life, and it's an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. He has a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. May the sun give you the sum total of all your numbers. And may the Ruach and the Pneuma continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
baby. My child, my prince. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me and love me. Now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my prince. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me, love me. Now she's a woman. Now I gotta let her go, but I never let her go. Daddy never lets you go. The same as y'all of me, and I love you so through infinity, cause I'm the source and so are you, baby. DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy mazes and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent, cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bend. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.